Protests against police brutality and the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis continued in Detroit, Lansing, and Grand Rapids yesterday. Curfews were set in all three cities and dozens were arrested. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist issued a joint video statement about the protests yesterday. Here's the Lieutenant Governor.
The anger is natural and justified. I'm also troubled. As always, the pain of the convergence of these crises, social, political, and health, will be felt by those who can bear it the least.
Michigan Radio's news director Vincent Duffy has been coordinating our statewide coverage all weekend and also was in Detroit during last night's protests. Vince, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Doug.
Protests in Detroit became violent Friday night and again on Saturday night. What did you see in Detroit last night?
Well, the mood of the protesters that stayed into the evening last night was angry, but there really just were not very many of them compared to the night before. Detroit police were out in force and they aggressively enforced the curfew. Once they got the main crowd to leave during the 8 o'clock hour, there really were not that very many people left in the crowd. And so police swept through downtown, chasing or arresting anybody who stayed. And by 10:30, really the only folks downtown on the streets in groups were the police or members of the media.
In Lansing, hundreds of protesters gathered at the state capitol yesterday. The protest remained peaceful until the evening, but then protesters burned a car and vandalized buildings. Vince, we saw a very different scene in Flint over the weekend, however.
Yeah, the scene was very different in Flint, and I know each city's situation is different and how they handle it is different, but it really seemed like the police response in Flint was what diffused the situation. There, the Genesee County Sheriff, Chris Swanson, he put his gear down, his helmet and his baton, and he joined the marchers. And what he told the crowd was that he wanted to make it a parade, not a march. And it was a real contrast between Detroit and Grand Rapids, Lansing, and what we saw yesterday in Flint.
Protesters in Grand Rapids set police cruisers on fire, smashed windows, looted stores on Saturday night. City officials set a curfew there for 7 p.m. yesterday through early this morning. What were things like in Grand Rapids last night?
Well, you're right. Saturday night in Grand Rapids was probably the most destructive of all the protests in Michigan this weekend. But just like in Detroit last night, the curfew kept the streets mostly empty. There were a handful of people that staged the sit-in protest, and they were arrested for violating the curfew. But for the most part, Grand Rapids was very calm last night.
As all of this is going on, Vince, of course, we're also in the middle of a pandemic. And in protests around the country this weekend, many people were not wearing face masks, not practicing social distancing. Here in Michigan, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist urged people to be mindful of protecting themselves and other people while gathering during the COVID-19 outbreak. After this weekend, how are you seeing that aspect of what's happening?
Well, I think, you know, it's true that there are people that are not wearing masks and they're not social distancing when you see the protests and when you see the violence as well. But I don't know that that is actually specific to the protests. I think, you know, where I live, if you go to the grocery store, there are also a lot of people who are not wearing masks and they're not social distancing. And most are, I think, at the protests as well, most are, but certainly there are some that are not. And when you're in a crowd in a situation that's happening at night that turns violent and dealing with police orders or tear gas, I think really social distancing is just not your top concern.
Well, Vince, now we're a few days into these protests. Do we know if more are planned here in Michigan and whether or not the current curfews will remain in effect?
Well, Doug, you know, it's still early in the day. And right now, I'm not aware that any of the curfews have been lifted for tonight. And we haven't received any notices about marches or protests that are planned for today. But certainly the anger and the frustration that are behind these marches, that has not gone away. And the issue certainly has not gone away.
Okay, Vince, thank you very much.
Thank you, Doug.
That was Michigan Radio News Director Vincent Duffy. And you're listening to Morning Edition here on Michigan Radio.